Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家早.
When I was asked to give my testimony, I immediately said yes.
当我被邀请做见证的时候，我立刻就说好。
However, I began to wonder what I was going to say today.
但是慢慢的我就想说，不晓得我今天要做什么样的见证。
I haven't really been with the Lord for a long time.
因为我信主并不是太久。
Then I remembered that I have been with the Lord for quite a while.
然后我又想起来，事实上我其实认识主已经很久了。
As a preschooler, I went to a Christian school.
当我在托儿所的时候，我是去一个基督教的托儿所。
And there I learned about Jesus for the first time.
在那里我第一次听到有关主耶稣的事。
In fact, the first thing I learned about Jesus is that he loved little children.
事实上我学到第一件事就是耶稣喜爱小孩子。
Sadly, as I grew older, I strayed away from God.
不幸的呢，是我慢慢长大的过程中呢，我离开神。
For about eight years, I wasn't with the Lord or talking with the Lord.
大概有八年之久呢，我是没有跟神讲话过。
And during the summer after my freshman year,
那当我高中第一年的那个暑假，
I attended the summer conference at Redlands University.
我参加在 Redlands University 举办的夏令会。
I wasn't really expecting to learn anything there because mostly I just went there because someone told me there was free food.
事实上我并不期望在那里学到什么，因为我去是因为有人告诉我说夏令会的食物非常好吃。
But there, I actually made the official decision to accept Jesus into my life.
事实上在那个夏令会呢，我正式的接受耶稣基督做我的救主。
I'm not sure how it happened, but I believe it's the Holy Spirit.
我实在不知道为什么我做这样决定，但我相信是圣灵的感动。
However, I was not prepared for the pain and suffering waiting for me at home.
但是呢，我并没有想到那之后，我会遇见家中的许多的难处。
Once I returned, my aunt and dad, they lectured me about being a Christian.
我回家之后呢，我的姑姑跟我的父亲呢，就对我教训我说到基督教种种不好。
I was forced to choose between being God's son or my dad's son.
到一个地步，我必须选择，我要做我父亲的儿子呢，还是我做神的儿女。
But before that, all I had was my dad, so this was a hard decision to make.
因为对我而言，我的父亲是我所有的世界，对我很难做这样的决定。
But of course I chose God.
当然我选择了神。
As a result, my dad disowned me, and that really made a powerful blow in my life.
结果呢，就是我的父亲呢，弃绝了我，让我在生命中遇到一个很大的打击。
As a matter of fact, after that, my mind went into a slight state of depression.
事实上，因为这样的遭遇呢，我进入一个沮丧的阶段。
At home, I would be depressed and barely eating and mostly sleeping.
在家中呢，我几乎都不想吃也不想睡。
I couldn't focus at schoolwork or anything else.
我不想吃，然后我沉睡终日，然后我也不能专心在我的学业上。
I felt as if there was no reason to live anymore because my earthly family has left me.
在我感觉上，我好像人生活下去的意义都没有了，因为我地上的家庭离弃了我。
Then I started to come to church more often because this is where I felt the most at home.
渐渐的，我越来越喜欢来神的家，因为在这里我真觉得这是我的家。
Then after 6 months of depression, I finally my life started to stabilize again.
经过6个月的沮丧期之后呢，我慢慢的我的生命又稳定下来。
But then I decided not to get baptized until my 18th birthday, though.
但我心里仍然想说，我要到18岁才要受浸。
Many of the brothers and sisters of the church tried to convince me to get baptized earlier.
教会许多关心我的弟兄姊妹常常劝我可以早一点受浸。
But yet I stuck to my decision to not get baptized until my 18th birthday.
但是我下定的决心，我要到18岁才要受浸。
I felt that after my 18th birthday, I don't have to confront my dad anymore.
因为我想，等到我18岁之后呢，我不必再跟我父亲产生这样的冲突。
But then I had this urge to get baptized earlier.
但是突然呢，我突然有一个这种感动，一种催促，我需要赶快受浸。
It felt as if I didn't get baptized, my life would end. I needed it.
好像我的生命随时都会结束，因此我需要赶快受浸。
And yet again, this was the Holy Spirit working inside of me.
我相信这也是圣灵在我里面的催促和工作。
So on October 2nd, 2005,
因此在今年的10月5号,
I was baptized into the Holy Spirit.
我受浸归入主的名下。
So now I see that even though God has taken my earthly family away from me,
我知道虽然好像我地上的家庭失去了,
He has given so much more back.
但他给我的是远远超过这一切。
He has given me a family at church.
他让我在教会里找到一个大的家庭。
I've met so many new people here.
我认识了许多的人。
Before, I thought that the only three people in my life that actually cared for me were my cousins.
以前呢，我觉得在我生命中真正关怀我的可能是我这些表哥表姐。
They didn't care if I was Christian or not. They loved me for who I am.
他们爱我就是照我的本相，他们不在乎我是不是基督徒。
But now God has shown me that I have more people here at church.
但是神现在向我显出说我还有更多爱我关心的人在他的教会里。
And that he will never take these people away from me.
而他永远不会把这些人从我生命中移开。
For this, I have no regrets.
为此呢，我没有后悔我的决定。
And I am glad that I've made the decisions that I've made.
那我也很高兴我做了这样的选择。
And that's my testimony.
这是我的见证。Next one is Kimberly.
Hello, everybody.
大家早。
When Brother Shen first asked me to give my testimony,
当沈弟兄邀请我做见证的时候
，I thought, what? Right now?
我第一个反应说什么？现在
？I thought I was.You know, too young. I didn't have a lot to say.
我想我太年轻了，没有什么可说的。
But then I just started to change my mind. I said, well, maybe, you know, I could say something.
慢慢我改变我的主意，说也许我可以分享一点。
And so I started out in preschool as well. I learned about Jesus.
当我也我也是跟妹妹一样，在托儿所的时候就听到关于主耶稣。
But back then we only learned verses because we wanted candy.
哎，那个时候呢，我们背许多的经句呢，因为我们喜欢那个最后的糖果。
But after preschool, I didn't really have a lot of contact with other Christians.
但在托儿所毕业之后，我并没有跟许多基督徒有接触。
And I sort of, you know, fell away from God.
慢慢我也离开了神。
And I didn't have a lot of contact until I was in sixth grade.
我并没有什么太多与基督徒接触，直到我六年级的时候。
When my friend asked me to go to her church for Christmas.
当我的朋友邀请我到教会去庆祝圣诞节。
And I said, okay.
所以我答应了。
And when I got there, it was like as if you went into a different country.
当我到那个教会里的时候，我觉得好像到了另外一个国家去了。
Because that was the first time I actually saw like people actually worshiping.
因为事实上那是在我生命中第一次看到人敬拜神。
And I thought, wow, this is pretty amazing.
我说 wow, 这实在是蛮稀奇的。
But after that, I kind of fell away again.
And 那之后呢，我又不再去教会了。
Until my piano teacher brought me to this church.
一直到我的钢琴老师带我来到这个教会。
But I knew I wasn't really intimate with God.
我知道我跟神的关系是不亲密的。
I accepted that there was a God and I accepted Jesus into my heart.
我接受一个事实就是说有神的存在，我也邀请耶稣进入我的心中过。
But I never actually tried to become close to him.
但是我从来没有尝试着与他建立一个亲密的关系。
And during that time, I had a lot of problems.
在那段时间里，我生命中有许多的问题。
At school and with my mind.
在学校里。
But and I felt that I had no one to turn to.
那我的感觉就是说，好像我没有办法去把我的难处告诉任何人。
And so the problems started to fester inside of me.
所以呢，这些问题就沉淀在我的心的深处。
And I constantly started to cry.
然后我就开始常常哭泣。
Like in little corners at school or something.
就在学校一个无人的角落，我就常常会在那里哭泣。
And then one day, my English teacher.
然后有一天呢，我的英文老师。
He called me and my friend who's going through the same thing.
他叫我还有我另外一个朋友，我们俩都在一个同样的光景里的。
To stay during lunch.
到他中午吃饭的时候到他那里去。
And we thought, oh no, he knows.
我们想，哦，糟糕了，他知道我们的情形。
And he said, "Can you help me put up these posters on the wall?"
他只叫我们说，你们可以帮我把这些广告贴在墙上。
We're like, oh, okay.
我们说, oh, 还好,他不知道.
We were relieved. And then, but when we were putting them up, he came in and he said, your science teacher told me that she saw you guys crying.
当我们正在做这些事的时候呢,他躲进到房间来说,你们的科学的老师告诉我说你们常常哭泣。
But of course, we didn't want to tell him that we were, so we lied and we said, no, what are you talking about?
当然我们是不会承认的,所以我们就说,不晓得你在讲什么。
But, and then, so he says, are you sure?
他就说,你们确定吗?
Well, yeah, so after that, no one, you know, bothered us about it. So,
我们说是啊,我们确定,但是那个以后呢,也没有老师再来问过我们。
Until the day before graduation,
一直到我们初中毕业以前,
I don't know why, but I just started to shake and cry.
我不知道怎么搞的,我就开始发抖,然后一直哭。
And then my English teacher brought me to the principal.
所以我的英文老师呢,就带我到了校长的办公室。
And then they started to talk to me.
他们就开始跟我谈话。
And my principal was a Christian.
我的校长也是一个基督徒。
And he asked me, did I have a religion?
说你有没有信仰?
And I told him I did.
我说我有。
But I kind of felt guilty because I knew I wasn't close to God.
我有点罪恶感, 因为我虽然承认是个基督徒, 但是我跟主的关系并不好。
And then he told me that no matter what was going on,
他就跟我说, 无论在你生命中正在经历什么事,
I could turn to the Lord.
你总是可以转向神。
And I nodded and agreed with what he said.
我点头同意他所说的。
But I didn't really pay attention.
但是我并没有很认真地听他讲。
And the next day,
第二天,
my teachers came.
和老师来了。
While we were sitting down waiting for graduation.
我们坐在那里等着毕业典礼的开始。
And then they all told me that they prayed for me.
他们告诉我说他们一直在为我祷告。
And that they were hoping that I was better.
他们希望我的情形能够好转。
I don't know why, but I just started to cry at that moment.
我不知道为什么,听到他们这样讲,我又开始哭泣。
And I thought, I want to be a good Christian like they were.
我心里想,我要做一个好的基督徒。
I want to help other people like they helped me.
我要帮助别人,就像我的老师们这样帮助我。
And so after that, I had several chances to be baptized.
这之后呢,我有好几次机会可以参加教会的受浸聚会。
But I always declined.
但是每一次我都拒绝了。
Until one time, I don't know why, I just said yes.
直到最后一次,我不知道为什么,我竟然答应了。
It was the same time as Raymond.
所以我跟Raymond在同一天受浸归入主的名下。
Well, after that, my dad found out.
事后呢,当我父亲发现了。
And he got angry at me.
他很生我的气。
And he asked me if the church asked my mom.
他说,你们教会有没有问过母亲?
And I told him I had asked her.
我跟他说我已经征得母亲的同意。
And he told me that it was wrong and that the church shouldn't allow kids to be baptized until they were 18.
他跟我说这是错误的,教会不应该让18岁以下的孩子受浸。
Because that was when they're legally adults.
因为18岁是法定的成人的年纪。
And I just told them that I already made the decision and I'm going to stand by it. I'm not going to go against God.
我跟他说我已经做了决定,我会坚持到底,我不会违背神的意思。
And then I remembered something he told me earlier.
然后我就想起来一件他以前告诉我的事。
He told me that when I was born, I was sick.
他说当我出生的时候,我是不健康。
And he prayed to God and he said, if you make my daughter better, then I'll become a Christian.
他说他那个时候曾经向神祷告,若是你医治我的女儿,我就让她成为基督徒。
And I did get better.
我也变得好了,我后来出生之后我的情况就改好了。
But he didn't become a Christian.
但是呢,他没有照他的应许成为一个基督徒。
And now we have a lot of arguments about my religion.
他为着我的信仰常常与我有争执。
And I always pray that, you know, God would open his eyes.
我常为他祷告,愿神开他的眼睛,
to soften his heart.
就柔软他的心,
so that he can be saved as well.
所以他也能够得救。
And I still try to live up to what I promised myself that day when my teachers told me they prayed for me.
我一直在努力的要达到我向我当我老师改变我之后我下的那个决定。
I really tried to become like closer to God.
我希望跟神建立一个更亲密的关系。
To know God better so I can preach His word to other people.
更了解神，所以我能够跟别人来分享他。
So that they can be saved as well.
所以别人也可以得救。
And that's it.
我的见证就到此。
感谢我们的神，两位弟兄姊妹在这里做见证。
We're so thankful that our brothers and sisters were giving their testimony here.
今天早上一来，我看到这几个小弟兄姊妹在这里这个敬拜神的时候，我心里真的不仅起了敬畏，而且非常感谢我们的神。
And this morning, my heart was filled with awe and also thankfulness when I saw these young people come early to practice.
正像他们自己说的那样，他们只受浸还不到一个月。
As they have indicated, they were baptized less than a month.
那么就说他在这个神家里呢，他们是好像出生的婴儿。
Which means they are just like newborn babies in the house of God.
他们受浸的过程，大家也知道，从这个他们的见证当中知道，是一个征战的过程。
And we all heard their testimony that in order to be baptized, they went through some struggles.
那么这个属灵的征战跟我们的神一样，我们好像是看不见。
And these spiritual battles are invisible.
就如诗篇里第八篇的第二节说到，
And in Psalms 8, verse 2, it says,
我们的神因敌人的缘故，
and
here 从婴儿和吃奶的口中建立了能力。
From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise because of your enemies.
使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
To silence the foe and their avenger.
虽然我们有的时候，或者是我们在 以前我们不认识神的时候，
Yes, while we were non-believers，
这些事情对我们来讲可能都是非常的，好像非常遥远，根本就不可能接受一样。
And these things are like far away and hard to accept.
但这确实非常真实的。
But what states here is very true.
就像神爱我们每一个人一样。
And just as true as the fact that God loves each one of us.
我们每一个人的情况可能不同。We
may be in a different condition.
我们这个世界上大概有六十多亿的人口。There
are about hundreds of millions of people in this world.
大概有上亿个家庭。And
there are about over billions of families in this earth.
我们每一个人跟每一个人都不相同。And
everyone is different from the rest of the people.
但是我们有一个共同的特点。However,
we share one common thing.
首先，我们是被神所创造。First
is that we were all created by God.
而我们每一个人又都是罪人。And
secondly, we are all sinners.
我们之所以幸运，是因为神救了我们。We're
blessed because God has saved us.
像我们的两个小弟兄姊妹，他们在刚进入 teenager 的时候就遇见了神。Like
our young people just shared, while they were still in teenage, they were served and they were saved and they met the Lord.
虽然他们可能还比较年轻，对很多事情经历并不是很多。Maybe
they're still young, they haven't had a whole lot of experiences in life.
但是他们真实的遇见了神。But
they have truly encountered God.
而且神也真实的遇见了他们。And
God has truly met them.
当然，我们每一个人的这个信神的经过是不相同的。Yes,
each one of us is saved through different ways.
这个过程也是没有什么可以比较的。And
there's no point to compare how I was saved versus how others were saved.
这也是我们神的一个奇妙的地方。And
that is the marvelousness of our God.
他创造我们每一个人，并不是都是一样的。He
doesn't create each one of us to be exactly the same.
我们这几十亿个人就有几十亿种品性，几十亿种性格，几十亿种不同的经历。And
there are billions of people on earth, and each one of us has different character, personality, and personal experience.
但我们的神在我们每一个人身上都有他纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。Yet
on each one of these billions of people, God has His good and perfect will.
或者说，他在我们每一个人身上都有他的一个计划。Or
on each individual, God has a plan.
这个计划就是要让我们来归向他。And
which is to for us to come to Him.
那么，在我们认识神之前，实际上神已经存在了。And
before we even know Him, He existed.
只是我们不认识他。It's
just because we didn't know Him.
所以我们迈过的第一步就是要认识神。Therefore,
the first step we have to take is come to know God.
在罗马书第一章第二十节上已经说到。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says,
自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。
For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
我们在认识神之前，真的也受过一些教育。
Yes, we somewhat received certain education before we come to know the Lord.
我们受的教育甚至是所谓的无神论。
And sometimes we're taught that there is no God.
就是在我们出生以后，就一直强迫我们说根本就没有神。
Ever since some of us were born, we were taught that there was no God.
这就是人的罪性的一种表现。
And that is just a perfect manifestation of our sinful nature.
人就是要否定神的存在。
Because men like to deny the existence of God.
就我个人感觉，我觉得这个好像神与这个科学。在我受教育的过程当中就是一个矛盾。
And as far as I'm concerned, since I was educated, from a child, my feeling that the existence of God versus, all these science and technologies, they are always in conflict position.
但是我觉得就我认识神以后，我对科学有一个更多的认识。
But after I come to know God, I have a different perspective about science.
我觉得科学就是人在用他的办法来发现和认识神所创造的规律。
Science to me now is just a man's way to discover the rules and regulations that God has already set up.
我们越发现科学的这个深入的话，
the deeper we go into science research,
我们越不可否认神的存在。
And the harder for us to deny the existence of God.
现在有一个理论就是好像被人所最能接受的一个所谓宇宙爆炸的理论。
And there was this commonly accepted theory about the Big Bang.
因为我们人对宇宙的认识确实是太少了。
Because we have such a limited knowledge about the creation of this universe.
我们现在只知道这个宇宙大概有几十亿光年。
We can only say, okay, the size of our universe is so and so.
而随着人的认识能觉得这个宇宙还在一点点的膨胀。
And by according to our knowledge, this understanding increases a long time.
但是呢，我们又没有办法知道这个宇宙是怎么样开始，为什么要膨胀。
However, we haven't figured out how the universe started and why did it increase in size.
所以现在的结论就是说，这个宇宙是从一个几何点，就是根本没有体积、没有大小、没有重量的这么一个几何点开始的。
So the theory nowadays is that from out of nowhere, the whole universe started.
那怎么开始呢？
As far as how it started,
除非有一个创造。
And it has to be through some kind of creation.
否则的话，我们也知道没有什么东西是无缘无故的。
Because we know nothing can come into existence without a reason.
以前我们有一个经常要说的一句话，就是叫没有无缘无故的爱，也没有无缘无故的恨。
Just like we said, there's no love without reason, neither there's hatred without reason for it.
那么一切事情都要有根有据。
Everything has a basis for it.
所以我们的这个世界它是被创造的。
Therefore, this world has been created.
那么创造的背后就一定有它的创造者。
And if there's something is created, there's got to be a creator behind it.
这个创造者就是我们的神。
And this creator is our God.
我们的神不仅创造我们。
Our God not only created us.
他还要用我们来达到他的一个目的。
He also has a goal.
他这个为达到这个目的，他使用的手段是爱的手段。
And the ways he used to reach this goal is through his love.
虽然我们现在还不十分明白他到底是什么样的一个目的。
Even though at this time we do not fully comprehend.
那么借着圣经，借着这个神的一些话，我们能够知道一点点。
And fully comprehend his goal and his ways, but through the word of God in the Bible, we can know a little bit.
这个诗篇的第八篇第二节，它是因为敌人的缘故。
And here Psalms 8 tells us because of his enemies.
这是可能是他目的的一部分。
And that's probably part of his goal.
那么我们认识神以后，我们还要经历我们的神。
After we come to know our God, we need to experience him.
我觉得如果我们在这个认识神的过程当中，我们只是知道有这么一位神存在。
In the process of knowing God, if we only find out, yes, there is a God.
而不愿意去跟他有一个亲密的接触。
But we don't want to have an intimate relationship with him.
这只是一个初步。
And that we're just staying at the beginning stage.
我觉得我们如果越经历神，我们也才能越认识神。
We can't really know God unless we experience him more.
在我们经历神的过程当中，这个我觉得神给我们有很多的一些经历。
And God does give to us a lot of experiences about him.
因为他创造了我们。
Because he created us.
所以他有一个他的计划。
So he has a plan for us.
如果我们的脚步跟他的计划相符合的话。
If our footsteps follow in the right route according to his plan.
那么我们会走得很平稳。
Then we'll walk well.
如果我们的脚步跟他的这个计划相违背的话
However, if we take a route that's opposite of his plan,
我们会走得很艰难
Then we'll have a hard walk.
我们在经历我们的神的过程当中不仅仅是很大的一些事情
And we don't just experience God on big things.
就是很小的事情我觉得我们都要每天在经历神
And even on small things, we can experience our God every day.
有的时候我们在工作呀在学业呀甚至在家庭上很多一些大的事情上我们会去求问神
Yes, we will seek his will on big things like things happen at work or at home or in school
我们希望神给我们恩典
And we want him to give us grace
我们是希望神带我们经过难处
And we want us God to carry us through
是的这些是需要的
Yes, these are necessary
但是很多细节很多小的事情上神都要让我们来经历他。
But God wants us to experience him even on small, trivial things.
我讲一个我自己一个很小的见证。
For example, my personal experience.
我觉得如果我们这个当父亲的时候，好像这个为父的心肠会自然的出来。
Once you become a father, you will naturally know how to become to be a father.
这是我以前这个有的一个观念。
And that's what I thought.
我也觉得我很喜欢小孩。
And I feel that I'm a person who likes children.
可是当我第一个女儿出生的时候
But after my first daughter was born,
我却有点不知所措
I feel out of place.
这个她长到大概半岁多的时候
When she was about 6 months old,
她睡觉的时候就有一些困难
And we'll have some trouble put her to sleep.
她有的时候经常半夜会醒来哭闹
She likes to wake up in the middle of the night and cry.
她甚至就是哭很长时间她也不会再睡去。
She will cry for a long time and refuse to go back to sleep.
稍微经过这么几次，我就有一点比较，就有点烦了。
And after a while, I get annoyed.
所以这个时候，我觉得我说我这个为父的心肠到哪里去了
？So when I had that feeling, I said, where's my heart as a father?
所以叫这些我们认为自己好像应该固有的东西，都要神来通过一些事情来教训我们。
And many times it takes these things to teach us by God.
甚至我这个并不是要靠自己的意志可以出来的。
And I can even just exercise my willpower.
但当我第二个女儿出生以后
And after my second daughter was born.
我觉得这个所谓的为父的心肠才慢慢的被神教会。
And I feel that I have taught by God to be a better father and have a heart of a father.
现在我的这个第二个女儿也半岁了。
Now she's 6 months old again.
她睡觉的时候也出现了同样的问题。
The same situation occurred.
但是这个时候我觉得我没有一点点的就是这个烦躁。
But now I'm more patient.
虽然我可能在梦中突然被她的一声哭声惊醒。
Yes, I may be waken up by her cry in the middle of night.
但是我觉得这是一个非常正常的现象。
But to me, that's just very normal.
所以这个所谓的为父的心肠也不是天生自然而然的就会生出来。
So I realized I don't just born with the father's heart.
我们通过很多事情就来经历我们的神。
Therefore, through many small incidents, we can experience our God.
我们的神对我们都有一个为父的心肠。
And our God is our father God, so he has a heart of a father.
他也希望我们能够有他那样的一样的性情
And he wants to share his likeness
我们也只有在经历他的过程当中
And only when we experience him
慢慢的学到这样的一点神的性情
And gradually we will learn and to have his likeness and image
神说信我的不是信我乃是信那差我的
And here it says When a man believes in me, he does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me.
人看见我，就是看见那差我来的。
When he looks at me, he sees the one who sent me.
我来到世上，我到世上来乃是光。
I have come into the world as a light.
叫凡见信我的不在黑暗里。
So that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness.
虽然我们的这个耶稣基督是道成肉身。
Although Jesus Christ came into the world.
他与我们是以同样的形象所出现。
He was that word that became flesh, but he has come in our likeness.
他到世上来就是为了去拯救我们。
And he has come into the world to save us.
也是为了完成神的计划。
And also to complete the plan of God for us.
我们看见了耶稣的形象，
也就
认识了神。
So when we see Jesus, we can know God.
那么我们认识了神，也要在经历的神的过程当中，我们最终的目的是要得着神。
And the ultimate purpose for us to know God is to obtain Him, to have God.
神在我们初开始认识他的时候，给我们很多的恩典。
God has given us a lot of grace when we first came to know Him.
也是为了让我们来认识他
，so that we can know him more afterwards.
更是为了让我们来得着他
，so that we can have him.
我们就不只停在恩典上
，so we don't just stay in the condition. We just want grace from him.
那么，神在这个路加福音当中告诉我们
，and in Luke, God tells us.
我又告诉你们
，I say to you.
你们祈求的就给你们
，ask and it will be given to you.
寻找的就寻见。
Seek and you will find.
叩门的就给你们开门。
Knock and the door will be opened to you.
因为凡求的就得着。
For everyone who asks receives.
寻找的就寻见。
He who seeks finds.
叩门的就给你们开门。
And to him who knocks, the door will be opened.
所以神是希望我们来得着他。
So God wholeheartedly wants us to find him and have him.
关键看我们有没有得着他的那个心。
The key is whether we have obtained his heart.
我知道在我们经常的过程当中，我们求的并不是神的本身。
And a lot of times when we ask him for things, we are not asking for God himself.
因为我们在这个信神的过程当中，不免与世人也是相同的。
Because many times we're just like the world people.
我们更多的是求好处。
Many times we ask benefits.Goodness from him, peace from him.
当然，我们得着神就必然有好处，必然有平安。
Yes, once we have God, we have all the benefits from him.
神告诉我们，他要给我们最好的。
But God wants to give to us what's the best.
不仅仅是世上的平安。
Not just the peace in this world.
因为我们这一生虽然在世上走过。
Yes, we'll walk through life in this earth.
到我们见主的时候，并不是终点。
And Seeing the Lord at the end, that's not the end.
我们还要承受更大的恩典。
Because there's a greater blessing after that.
所以神要制作我们慢慢的能有那个承受的能力。
And so the Lord is working on us so that we will increase our capacity to receive His true blessing.
我们世间的人都希望能够上天堂。
And people in this world wants to go to heaven.
我觉得就像我们这样的人我们是没有办法上天堂的。
Yet for people like us, we really are not qualified to go to heaven.
因为我们跟神的差距太远了。
Because we're so far away from God Himself.
我们上了天堂，我们会承受不了的。
Actually, if we make to the heavens, we won't be able to survive there.
所以就是好像与神同在才能上天堂。
We have to be within God's presence in order to be in heaven.
我的理解就是说，如果被神接受，我们才能上天堂。
And my understanding is that first we have to be accepted by God, then we can go to heaven.
但是我们这有罪的身，神是不能接受的。
However, in my sinful condition, there's no way God can just accept me like this.
因为神的公义是不允许他容忍罪的。
And because God's righteousness nature will not allow him to tolerate sin.
我们得着神，也是神得着我们。
And in order to receive God, obtain God, at the same time means God has received us and has us.
所以我觉得我们最终的目的是要得着神，同时神也要得着我们。
If I believe our ultimate purpose is to for God to receive us and for us to receive Him.
那么我们认识神，经历神，最终得着神，在这个过程当中是要我们用一生的经历来经过的。
Therefore, it takes our lifetime to know Him, to experience Him.
在这个过程当中。 这三方面我觉得也是相辅相成的。
And in this life journey, all these three aspects are interactive.
我们越经历神，我们也就越认识神。
The more we know God, the more we're going to experience Him.
因为我们的神是那样的丰富，那样的大。
He is so big and so abundant.
我们靠人的头脑真的是没有办法理解我们的神的。
With our limited intellect, there's no way we can fully understand Him.
就像我们理解这个我们自己的身体一样。
Just the way we understand our body's condition.
我们现在这个科技和医学的发展是这么样的先进。
And the medical science, we're in such an advanced stage now.
我们人都可以制造很多人造的器官。
We can even make artificial organs.
但是我们造出来的这个器官距离神造我们每一个人的这个器官差距真是太远了。
But the man-made organs are so far away from God can have created for us.
所以我们现在如果器官出现问题的话我们还只能借着移植器官而不能把人造器官直接就植入我们身体
That's why if we have a problem with certain organ in our body we have to wait for another organ to be transplanted into us instead of making one to take the place
所以我觉得我们认识神的这个过程还要很长很长的时间
Therefore it's going to take a while for us to truly know God
就像保罗说的照着我们该知道的我们还是不知道
Just like what Paul said in the Bible according to what we should have known we really don't know much
当然我们在见到一些事情的时候我们会惊叹神是那样的伟大
Yes, when we see certain things in this world we'll be amazed how great our God is
就像这个前一段时间中国发射这个太空这个宇航飞船一样。
And just like not too long ago, we have China has launched the space shuttle.
在这个57年，苏联人第一次把这个宇宙飞船发射上空。
And Russia did it in 1957, their very first spaceship.
美国人呢是61年就把人载人的飞船发向太空。
And the United States did it in 1961.
那么第一位宇航员就是。这个 Allen 的这个参议员，他在前几年又一次飞上太空。
And not too long ago, the first astronaut went up to the universe again.
他说他第一次从这个太空舱里见到地球和月亮的这个情形的时候。
And this astronaut, I think Armstrong.
Armstrong.
And he
Armstrong.
When he was up in the outer space and looking down the image of the universe.
他说见到这种情景的时候人就没有办法否认神的存在。
He said, when you see what I see, then there's no way you can deny the existence of God.
我们越了解自己越了解这个宇宙我们越没有办法否认神的存在。
Therefore, the more we understand about ourselves or things about this universe, then it's harder for us to deny that there is a God.
当然我不知道我们的宇航员就是中国的宇航员在太空上见到这个情景的时候他们是什么样的想法
And I don't know what kind of feelings the Chinese astronauts had when they were up there.
我想如果我们每一个人能够有幸飞上太空的话见到这种情景我们都会有同样的感觉。
If we had the same opportunity going to outer space and looking down, we probably share the same feelings.
神造这个宇宙是那样的完美。
That what a perfect universe that God has created.
他让我们能够在这个地球上能够生存。
And he allows us to survive on earth.
神把一切都安排好了。
And he has made everything in perfect order for us.
这是神创造的一部分。
And that is just a part of his entire creation.
那么最重要的就是创造我们人这一部分。
And the most important part of his creation is the creation of us.
神的目的是为了成就他的儿子主耶稣。
And his purpose is for his son Jesus Christ.
那么我们也是为主耶稣所创造的。
And we were created for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神在成就他的这个计划的时候
When God is actualizing his plan,
同样的也就成就了我们。
At the same time, he has perfected us.
所以我希望在座如果没有信主耶稣的话
If you have not known Jesus Christ yet,
希望你在今天能够跨出这第一步。
And I hope you will make the first step today.
我们首先来认识神。
First, let's come to know him.
在我们认识神以后我们能够慢慢的经历神。
After that, you can experience him.
我们经历了神最终的目的是为了得着神。
And the ultimate purpose for you to have God at the end.
虽然我们站在这里讲是好像都是从我们这个角度。
And when we're sharing here, like we say everything from our perspective.
我们神的最终目的是为了得着我们每一个人。
Yet in God, His ultimate purpose is to receive or have us.
我想神的计划、神的美意绝对超乎我们每一个人的想象。
And I believe God's wonderful plan is far exceeds our imagination.
我们信的人有幸能认识这一点。
And if we understand that as a believer,
我更希望那些如果在座的有没信的，那我希望你能够慢慢的开始来认识这一点。
If you haven't known Jesus Christ, I wish today is your starting point.
当你越多的认识这一点的时候，
because the more you understand about this,
你会感觉到我们的神是那样的伟大。
And the more you're going to realize what a great God you have.
也许我们没有那么幸运，像我们这两位年轻的小弟兄小姊妹这么早的认识神。
Maybe we're not as lucky as our young people here. They came to know God at such a young age.
但是在神那里永远也不晚。
But there's never too late with God.
我们认识神，我们就能得着神。
If you know God, then you will have a chance to obtain Him.
感谢神，我们有一点祷告。
We thank the Lord. Let's have some prayer now.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
你不仅创造了我们，
But you not only have created us,
你在我们身上都有一个非常美好的计划。
And you have this wonderful plan on each one of us.
有着那样善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And you have this good and perfect will.
主，我愿意敞开我的心。
Therefore, Lord, I'm willing to open my heart now.
希望你来住在我们里面。
Please come into my heart.
我愿意承认主耶稣基督在十架上为我成就的救恩。
I'm willing to accept the salvation you have accomplished on the cross for me.
为我在十架上流血舍命。
Thank you for dying on the cross and giving your life for us.
我也愿意承认并接受耶稣基督做我一生的救主。
And I'm willing to confess and also accept you as the savior of my life.
愿你一生来引导我的道路。
Lord, guide me all the days of my life.
主，我感谢赞美你。
I thank you and I praise you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
感谢我们。我们也在为我们的其他几位弟兄，我们有一点祷告。
And want to also pray for a few brothers.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们看到我们香菱姊妹平安的从大陆回来。
We're so happy to see Sister Sally come back in peace.
主，我们也感谢你在那边为我们的前红弟兄安排各样的治疗和生活。
We're so thankful for all kinds of treatment that you have prepared for our brother Joseph in China.
主，我感谢你给我们弟兄预备这样好的这个条件。
And we thank you for the wonderful accommodation you have set up for him.
主，你的安排永远是最好的。
And we always know that your preparation is the best.
主，我们感谢你给我们这样的恩典。
We thank you for the grace.
主，我们也为着加生弟兄今天去的Northridge 那边教会的弟兄感谢你。
And also we thank you for leading Timothy to fellowship with brother and sister in Northridge today.
主，你是那样的爱那边的弟兄。
Because you love our brothers and sisters over there too.
主，你也把我们的问安带到那边去。
And bring our greetings to the brothers and sisters there.
肢体之间能有更好的联系。
And so that as members of the body of Christ, we can have a better fellowship.
共同的蒙建造。
And we can be built up together.
共同的在你面前做美好的见证。
And to testify for you together.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you.
感谢我们主。
We thank you, Lord.